spring fishing, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Had a couple of questions about what folks should be using in terms of crankbaits if they're going after bass, and got Sportsman's Warehouse Sales Associate, Rob Lenkeek.
It depends upon which reservoir he was fishing. If it was the standard CJ Strike, I would probably point them towards perch-colored crankbaits or maybe even some crawdad-colored. This time of the year, the brown crawfish is one of the best patterns out there.
You know, Rob, those are great recommendations. Appreciate your help and your thoughts there. Let's get out of the reservoirs and go lake fishing. What do you got?
I'd probably look at some bait patterns, maybe some shad or bluegill in the Rapalas, or I'd be looking at some of the Kevin Van Dam's shads. Probably the 6 to 8 foot range is what I would estimate. But yeah, I'd probably stick with bait fish or crawfish patterns in the crankbaits.
Good thoughts there. Now, what about the price for your various recommendations?
I think about $479 is, I think, where they start out. The Rapalas go up to about $799 and $829.
So actually very affordable.
$4 to $8. Summer's in there, get you some good crankbaits.
And going after spring walleye?
So I troll for them. I use just a standard worm harness and various colored different blades. Perch colors, silver and black seem to do really well for me. I think the main trick is just trying to get the bait down to where the fish are.
So, if you're going by yourself or with friends or just taking the kids out for a fishing adventure, take a trip to your nearest Sportsman's Warehouse and you'll find a very knowledgeable person in the fishing department for sure. This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.